Brian Scott, Vanessa Ryan, BS and Vanessa,
WDEZ.
Boston Marathon yesterday.
Yeah.
I had no idea. Usually we know these things, and found out that Dirks' wife, Cassidy, was running in it.
Yeah, he was there watching it.
And it's like funny because I don't think anyone really knew until he posted on Twitter and Facebook on mile marker 17, found a spot, and then he took some video. And people were assuming that his mom, for some reason, was running in it. I don't know why, where that came from. But actually, we found out today that it was his wife, Cassidy, that ran in it.
Wow.
So, but the video he posted, maybe we'll post it. Maybe it's not really worth it because you see a bunch of people running, but then you would think Dirks would be a better videographer. It was not good. I don't know.
My favorite comment is somebody just commented, said, "Now waiting for Dirks fans to mob mile 17, knowing that Dirks is there shooting video."
But that wouldn't happen. I mean, because it's already going to be gone. By the time you post it, you're going to be gone.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't think country music fans are like that.
Yeah.
I think that's one of the reasons why Nashville does not have a paparazzi.
Uh-huh.
If you see the show Nashville on TV,
where
they're constantly, they have the paparazzi out taking, photos of rain, that doesn't really happen. People, you are immediately known that you are from out of town or a visitor if you ever approach a country artist. Because they'll be at the Kroger, they'll be at the Whole Market, they'll be at the local, coffee shop. They literally, Keith and Nicole Kidman walk in all the time, Carrie Underwood and her husband. People are used to it, but they completely are classy about it in Nashville. They give people the space.
Unless you're a tourist.
Yeah, and that's very frowned upon, just so you know if you ever go there.
Yeah, I know.
Never approach.
I found that the hard way.
No, you didn't. You never did that. Please don't tell me you would ever do that.
I would never do that.
Oh, you did it.
I never did that.
Oh.
No.
Who did you do it to?
We'll talk about it some other time.
I
would never
Brian.
Do that. Oh, my God. Do you know who that is? Oh, my God. You just walked in here on this. Holy cow. Can I get my picture taken with you? Please, please, please.
And they would. They would oblige.
Yeah.
But,
They did. They did. And then their security details promptly escorted me to the other block.
Yeah, they don't have their,
big black truck with tinted windows pulled up. Yeah.
Wow. But I think as a whole, and if you don't count Brian in this, country fans get it that you don't do that to artists. You show a little class as a country music fan. Well, as classy as you can get with country lines like, "Hey, darling, I want to pour a little sugar in your Dixie
cup." That's what happened, actually. Carrie Underwood was walking past. I'm like, "Hey, darling, I want to pour a little sugar in your Dixie cup." And Mike Fisher punched me from behind.
He
went all hockey on me. He was literally, it was middle of winter, and he was wearing gloves, not hockey gloves, regular gloves. And he threw them down, and he came on, and he goes, boom, and he ripped my shirt up over my head and came down and punching from underneath, and I'm like, "Whoa, dude, I was just singing a song, man."
To your wife.
Yes. I wasn't even talking to her, you big jerk.
I was just singing a Luke Bryan song.
Yes.
It was just stuck in my head.
I was singing it to my wife, you big jerk. Now quit punching my face.
That's a good story, Brian.
It was not very fun.
I wish I would have been there.
Well, I'm sure all the paparazzi that were on probably got lots of pictures of it. It's probably somewhere. I'm surprised it didn't make the tabloids, actually.
I'm sure I can go look for it right now.
I'm sure you could, yeah. Just search for BS getting his face punched by Mike Fisher. This is what you have to search for. BS getting his face punched by Mike Fisher after threatening to put some sugar in Carrie Underwood's Dixie cup.
438 results.
There you go.
BS and Vanessa in the morning. WDEZ.